Alrighty. This looks like it's working okay. Wednesday. I'm going off to Albuquerque today. This should be Caleb's last day of school. I'd be surprised if it's not, but he really hasn't been. Well, so far I think he's ever worked before. That's not saying a ton. Anyway, gotta go, take care of some stuff, pick up a car, go on to Albuquerque. Gracious, man. Does that light going everywhere? See, I'm still getting through all this Halloween candy. Never Thanksgiving. Alright. I want this light there. Okay. Alright. So, I'm going to work in the guitar. Whatever else happens. Have to walk this way every now and then just to see what. Why does it look like somebody's torn a hole in that? Maybe a house. There's someone under my house. Anyway. Been some wild days at work. Today's still been pretty nice. I don't think it's frozen again. It's the first freezing. And, I think today is going to be up in the 60s. Yesterday was in the mid 70s. Oh. Still have a mic on. This is troublesome. That dog. Thinking about how I constantly end up serving other people. I gotta say, it's not like I intend to. I mean, I'm not sad when it happens, particularly. We've always been okay. So, you know, like, for instance,
looking city.
We ended up fixing up a good chunk of the interior. The people before us, bred dogs, and they kept one in the laundry room, and that dog just tore up that laundry room. So in the house, we repaired all that. I told you on the weekend, after I drive back from Oklahoma City, we fixed that house. Big thing is, Lisa spent her entire, what ended up being her inheritance, on a septic system. Go away. And, after we put it in, we immediately pulled the house. Got out from under. Well, sold really well. Really quite happy. It's a really sad story. Probably the nicest house she's ever had. For what she wanted, she had a big kitchen. She loved that kitchen. Anyway, we'll see what ultimately happens. Yeah, I was starting the daycare center in 12 so many years ago, I can hardly remember it. There's a lot of effort into making that thing happen. It didn't work out for me, but it surely worked out for a friend of ours. He kind of took it over after I had to end it. And she got the nice thing of hanging on to it. The pieces that didn't get used for that went over to be used for the child care center. It was tied to the alternative high school here in Pella. And I think, making that happen, I think there's a building that used to be used for that got turned into an early head start. So, you know. What we got is initiating things. I'm not a business person. So it seems like I end up being a business developer, I tell you. Or a home developer or something. Seems like we always prepare things for other people. A lot of my job, I end up coming in. I hope I make improvements. At least expect some sort of a transition. And then places are able to move forward. Regardless. Anyway. So as I look back on my life, I see this interesting thing, and I feel better. You know? I haven't suffered unduly. I've always been quite blessed. Always landing on my feet. Good things have always come. And, okay. So, yeah, it's hard to complain, but one's in service, something higher. That often means that making happen. Well, I know my basic purpose here is to usher in this wonderful new age for our IT department, and then to do something else. I don't know. Do it someplace else as well. This is going to take some time. Takes another year. Slow things down. Move things out. The whole university is going through a bit of an upheaval. The new administration is choosing to use spare money that we have to, I think, make some wise and needed changes. Affecting people? Yes, but it's mostly having to do with people not wanting to lose power. And that may very well cause a bit of an issue. Thing is, don't think about yourself, particularly. Think about your family. Your little organization and other considerations besides yours. So we may need to me to make changes. Life is full of choice. I don't know what that means for me, but I know the Lord promised. Sometimes I'm impatient. He isn't going to have means to carry out the work of the Lord. I don't really think I have that particularly, but well, once my kids are on their own, having fun, making adjustments. I'm staying ahead of stuff, but we're trying. Good morning. So yeah, see that ends up being kind of a life of service. Even though sometimes you don't look at it that way, you see a business failure, or you see what difficulties. I mean, not like destruction, but just, you know. Am I here that early? No, it doesn't matter how late I start. I'm still here too early. Oh, that's the worst thing. Regardless. Oh. Okay.